Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Monday. Game 3 between Texas A&M and the Tennessee Vols tonight in Omaha. Joe, you do the honors.
All right, we'll head to Omaha tonight with one of my dearest friends in the world. His son's a pitcher. Number 19, the Donaldson lefty, Andrew Binky. Let's talk to his dad, Rob Binky. Rob, good morning. What's happening, buddy?
Good morning, Joe.
Doing all right?
Doing great. Standing in the hotel lobby talking to you.
What's the give me kind of a scene setter there. What's the atmosphere like right now? What's kind of the people talking about? What's going on right now?
Well, it's pretty calm right now. Everyone's just kind of hanging out in the lobby, eating some breakfast. But there's excitement. You can see it. I mean, yesterday was great, obviously. And it was a late night for a lot of people. So I think that's why they're a little calmer right now. But it'll be a fun day. It's going to be hot, though. It's going to be really hot.
That's all right. It's June. It's supposed to be hot. Does it bother us? Man, we're outside playing for a national championship. Have you had a chance to interact with your son any the last couple of days?
Oh, absolutely. They let him we've gone to dinner with him several nights and got to see him, and we've been with him a lot, actually, more than you would expect, but it's been good.
Oh, that's good. I thought maybe they'd have, like, a strict curfew at 8 o'clock or something and don't call after that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no curfew like that. I mean, we were with them till, I don't know, 9 or 10 last night and several nights like that.
Oh, that's cool. We're talking to Rob Binky. His son Andrew pitches for the Tennessee Vols. And, Rob, we had Drew Beam's mom on last week. We can talk about Vitello and how he treats the players and everything. What's your perspective of the head coach? I mean, you've known him now for several years since your son committed to Tennessee out of DCA. What's your relationship with Tony, and how does that work with your son and everything?
Tony's a great guy. I don't talk to him a lot. I mean, I'm not interfering with what he's doing, obviously, and I don't have his number, so I'm not texting him or anything. But when he sees me, he knows who I am, which is nice. Sometimes I wonder if he even knew who I was with all the kids he deals with. But he talks about Andrew when he sees me, so he's a real good guy. He's real personable, and he's just a really good guy. I'm glad Andrew got to play for him.
So do you go through the games, the process, I mean, what's your stress level like? Does it kind of go up and down? Are you pretty even keel? Like, how do you deal with it?
I'm fine until I see him run down to the bullpen, and then it starts skyrocketing pretty quickly. And when he comes in, it's pretty much just trying to get through it. I always laugh because the hitter's parents and the pitcher's parents are two completely different animals. The hitter's parents are usually mad or really happy after an at-bat. The pitcher's parents are extremely relieved after the outing is done or an inning is over. It's completely different. It's so stressful to watch him, and just him being the center of attention and really controlling the game at that point. It's really a lot to take in, and they do really well handling it. I don't know how they do it out there in front of all those people, but it's stressful enough for me. I don't know how he does it.
I don't know if you've ever really thought about it this way, Rob, but do you get those same feelings that you had when he was – 7 or 8 playing ball that as you do now, or is it kind of evolved over the years?
It's definitely progressed. I didn't think that way at all, really, too much. I don't remember thinking this way, like, was when he was that young. High school started to get a little worse. The games, I guess, seemed to matter a little more, which I guess in reality it really didn't. But it's definitely bigger now. I mean, when he was pitching the other night with 26,000 people either cheering for him or against him on whatever happened, it's a lot to take in. So it's definitely raised a few notches.
You sent me the picture of Andrew's mom, Christy Binky, your wife, her heart rate when he was pitching. Is that every time, Rob, that he's on the mound that it almost doubles?
Oh, yeah. That was from Hoover. She was sitting there with an Apple Watch on, and I think normally, whatever normal is, 80 or 90, I don't know, but it was like 145 instantly when he came out onto the mound in that Hoover in the championship series week, whatever game he pitched. He pitched a couple of them, but it's crazy how much it goes up. I don't have one on my wrist, but I'm sure mine's at least that high when he comes out there.
Oh, I'm sure. Talking to Rob Binky, his son Andrew Binky is on the pitching staff at Tennessee Vols. We have a question from one Jean Marie Moles. She says, please ask the commissioner if there's any superstitions with parents in the stands. I know the parents have all become really close, haven't y'all?
Oh, yeah. We know everyone really well. I mean, we've been with them now for the last 4 months, I guess. I mean, pretty much every weekend. So, yeah, we get to know them really well. As far as superstitions, I mean, we park in certain spots. Like, we're in this parking garage this week. we park in the same spots, and they're out of the way spots. It's not like in order or anything. They're just random spots that we started parking in. I always wear the same pair of shoes to the games, and a lot of parents do a lot of crazy stuff like that. Pick certain things, whatever they do, whatever thing works for them. So they're all doing something different.
Rob Binky is with us. So tell us about Omaha. Have you found any go-to spots that you enjoy? Or I mean, because you know baseball can – he was just talking about it, superstitious. But are there any go-to spots, good food? You know, what's something that you have found in Omaha?
We have not gone to the same place twice. I don't know if you can say that's good or bad, but we've tried a lot of different places. There was a really good barbecue place in Council Bluff. That's actually where we are. It's right over the river. It's like 2 miles away. I can't remember the name of it right now, but there's been a lot of good places to eat. But I tell you what, I'm ready to come home. I feel like I'm a permanent resident over here. I'm ready to get back, pet my dog, and cut my grass is what I really like to do.
Who's taking care of your dog right now?
Grandma and Grandpa. That's vacation time for Charlie. Charlie's our dog. She loves going over there, but she'll be ready to come home.
Hell, we all love going over there. We were in high school and as adults to your parents' house to hang out and everything. All right, so Rob, what's today like? What's the vibe going forward today? I mean, it's got to be Omaha's got to be a buzz right now, right?
Well, we're not in Omaha yet. I'm sure it'll get building here this afternoon. We're just kind of staying cool, doing a little work as much as we can possibly do, not think about the game too much. And we'll head over there after lunch probably and see the team off. And we were going to tailgate. We usually have a big tailgate, but that may not happen today because it's going to be like 110 heat index. And standing on an asphalt parking lot is not a good idea, I don't think, at 110. So we may stay in the hotel lobby longer today than usual. But we'll be ready. It'll be loud. It'll get really loud here shortly.
Hey, well, before you go, there's a lot of talk about, and I know you were there, Tony Vitello, and calling the review about the hit batter yesterday. I think it was genius. I think he knew he wasn't hit. What was your perspective of that at bat, Rob?
I had no idea what he was trying to do because I would thought Christian knew if he got hit or not, and it wasn't really close from the review, so I'm not sure what was going on. I haven't read or heard why that happened or why you think he may have done. I'd be curious what you heard. Why did he do that?
I think because he wanted to get a freshman pitcher rattled. And I think it's like, all right, let him stand in the heat for a little bit. Did he really hit him? I think it was a mind game. He had two challenges left. I think it was brilliant what Tony Vitello did. That's my opinion on that.
It could be. I mean, he does a lot of things. He's got a good, great baseball mind, obviously, and he does a lot of unique things, and sometimes it takes me a few days to figure out what he was doing, but it seems to work. He seems to know what he's doing out there, or obviously knows what he's doing.
Sure he does. All right, Rob, keep the group text going tonight. We'll be blowing up your phone, man. Good luck. I think it's so great. You know, I love you and your family. I love your parents. This is fantastic, man. So good luck tonight, and just enjoy every second.
Well, we're super proud of him. We can't believe it still, but we'll do what we can tonight.
All right, see you. Rob Binky, father of Andrew Binky, pitching tonight for the Tennessee Vols. I get it, man. I mean, it's the stress level. I'm kind of thankful my son doesn't play baseball because I'd be dead.
I'm sure it's stress.
Yep.
NHL commissioner, and thanks to Rob for joining us. NHL commissioner Gary Bettman is on First Take right now, and I find this funny because I don't think either of these hosts have watched 5 minutes of the Stanley Cup Final. But
where's Bettman? He's in the Alps, isn't he?
He's somewhere. He's somewhere in his office. So I don't know. Coming up next, there has been a monumental announcement for a city, and I think Nashville should definitely look into this.
Okay.
With the new stadium, I'll tell you what I mean. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe here on this Monday, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.